Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Barbara Burris, founder of International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries and Prophecy International, a newsletter that has been in circulation for quite some time. On last week, I spoke in reference to the economy and how Satan has really tried to come in and destroy the economy in a way that will affect the whole world. And today we're in a global recession. And the world is waiting on a solution. Not only when America start receiving the economic crisis, France, Italy, Britain, Japan, and Russia, and all around the world, they are experiencing this this crisis, this recession, or I say depression. The banks are failing, and what God told me is that in the 90s, when I began to write the well-known ministers and tell them the word, the prophetic word, that Satan would try to use the economy on a commercial and international scale. And we, as the body of Christ, we could do a lot of things to assist in this area to better support the oil and the wine. And before the Antichrist can really come on the scene, he has to have a reason to come, and that is he's going to say that he's the one that's going to help America and the world with the world crisis and their issues. The economy is not going to get any better. I don't care how nobody put it. Problems in the world are not going to get any better, because in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus, after he had spoken to the multitudes, he went up to the Mount of Olives, and he began to tell his disciples, and he told them to take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We are in the era now whereas if we don't take a full grip, Americans don't take a full grip and understand the biblical perspective of end time, we're really going to be in a world of trouble. We're already there. And what we need to do is sit down at a table and reevaluate what's going on in the world and find a solution. And I'm going to tell you where the solution lies. It lies in God. There's not but one God, one faith, one hope, and one baptism. Without God, you can't make it. These are the days of sorrow. But before the Antichrist come, the seven seals of Revelation, called Apocalypse, they must be in operation. Amen. The economy will not be able to help you. The churches need to stand up and build up a solution that will help the people that are going to go through a lot of things, because we are the answer. The body of Christ is the answer to help. But yet and still, that's not going to change the word of God, because God has spoken the word. And Jesus even said a prophet should not die out of Jerusalem, because somebody needs to speak the truth. And I'm here to speak the truth to you today, whether you hear it or whether you forbear it. I'm a watchman. I stay up on the wall, and I listen attentively to what God is saying. the apocalypse, amen, with the seven seals, they have already started, amen, started. And three of the seals have been broken. And let's see, let's go to Revelation 5 and 6. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. That's Revelation 5 and 1. And then this, Revelation 6, it says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as is were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This white horse that this man sat upon, amen, was of the first seal. And what God had did, he had written in a book the seven seals and what would occur in that time and season. And then he sealed it. And when he sealed it like with it's like with a wax substance that would have his emboss on it. And that if anyone would go and tamper with the seal before its time, God would know it, because Jesus would be the only one that was worthy to open up the seal. Well, this man that was on the white horse, amen, thank you, Jesus, he was given authority over humans and over anyone to cause death and destruction that would occur in the world. And with this white horse, it would bring much war to the world, destroying nations and their cultures. This has and is already taking place. Amen. It's not starting. It has already been in effect. It has already taken place. Amen. That's the first seal. And if you notice that this rider had a bow, but he didn't have an arrow. He had authority by words to speak to cause one to be in prison by lies and deception. Amen. And he would control man by just by giving a command, an authority, working in an authority position and command man to cause another man's life and livelihood to be destroyed. Amen. And we're seeing that all over the world, even in the legal system. You have a lot of people that are lawyers and judges and attorneys police officers that are not walking right. And then you have a lot of people that are in family members that take charge over a whole household and destroy the whole household. The Bible said in the last days that silly women would go in and they would lead their family into destruction, listening to doctrines and seducing of the devils. And what they have to give them as far as what people think would be needful for their livelihood. And I'm paraphrasing it, and I can go to the scripture and show you in essence. Okay, and the second seal, and I saw and behold a white horse. Okay, and number three. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard this second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. In this second seal with the red horse, if you notice, we have so much famine in the land today, amen, in the world, that is in reference to the third seal. But in the second seal, we have so many nations that are going through warfare trying to find peace in their nations, and they cannot find any peace. No problems are being resolved. You see the issues as they occur in Africa, Sudan, China, Israel, Russia, and other nations. And today, Syria is waiting on a new president to come in America so that he can help them resolve the issues that they have between Lebanon. Syria is waiting on this. We as the body of Christ need to understand that there is no peace other than the peace of God. Jesus said he give us peace, amen, not as the world give. But the peace that he give, I'm going to tell you, it surpasses all understanding. It surpasses everything, because when you're going through situations and problems in your life and you don't have an answer, when you go down to God in prayer, he will lift you up out of that dilemma and give you a peace, amen, concerning that problem. He is the problem solver. He resolves everything. Well, second seal with this horse and all the problems that are in the world, it has already been broken, amen. And we need to understand that before the Antichrist can come again, the apocalypse must be in operation. This is what brings on the Antichrist, because he's going to come in with words that will make people believe that he can resolve the world issues. Amen. And then in the sixth verse it says, I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou heard not the oil and the wine. Well, this is in reference to the fifth verse, if you look at it, and it said, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balance in his hand. The balance were scales, amen, to weigh out and to measure out, amen, various things that would occur down on earth. And this would be in reference to the economy. The economy is not going to get any better, and I will say that over again. And the oil and the wine represent the anointing, and the wine represents the ones that have been chosen by God. Those are God's people. The oil represents the anointing, and the wine represents the spirit man. Amen. We will not be hurt down here on earth, and I give God the glory for that. But if you look at what Satan is trying to do, not only is he trying to control the economy on an international scale, one of the things that he will do is, this is his way of causing Israel to be in lack, causing Israel to, he's trying to suffocate Israel in essence. The Antichrist will use the economy against Israel. One of the ways he wants to give Israel trouble is with the economy. He wants to gain Jerusalem by cutting off all outside means of support during the time of war. When you don't have any means of support as far as your resources, your food, and other various things that you need, your weaponry, then it will cause any nation to be defeated. And this is what he wants to do. He wants to squeeze Israel in and cause them to not have the resources that they need in the time of war. The Antichrist will allow the Commerce Department to take census of people all over the world when he gets in position. This is very important, and it needs to be really, really looked at, because when God speaks, we need to hear the truth. Satan is all out to try to destroy the will of God. He hates God, and he hates his people. So we as the body of Christ need to understand end time prophecy, and I'll speak more in reference to this on next week. Thank you very much.